I've done the Portland Arcade Drive many times. It's long, but not mostly pretty nice. So.
That's cool. I have never driven from there. I just actually moved out here from West Virginia a few weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
For this job.
Yeah, you're stoked.
Yeah.
Humboldt County is the prettiest place in the world. So.
Yeah, and I've never seen you guys live before, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Sweet.
That's awesome. You have been to Humbrews before, though, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been to Humbrews, played there a couple times, and then played in Arcata many other times, too, at other places, and just been there a lot.
Sweet. Well, we are all very, very excited to have you here. Anything in the... That's especially new that's happening with you all, besides you having, you know, the backing band for the Fruit Bats again?
I mean, I'm making a record, so there's going to be new songs. And then that's kind of the whole point of us doing this tour is that we're actually, most of the tour is with My Morning Jacket. So we're hooking up with those guys on Sunday in Santa Barbara. So we're doing a couple shows on the way down, basically, to meet up with them. So we're going to, like, play some new stuff, and basically, like, you guys will get the full everything, because we're going to, like, run our multiple My Morning Jacket sets in Arcata, so you'll get, like, you're going to get a big show tonight.
That's awesome. We're all really, really excited about that. And then you're going to go down to Sonoma next, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow.
So I saw that you're a Cubs fan.
I'm a huge Cubs fan, yeah.
Yeah, you know what coming up on October 21st, 2015 is?
October 21st, 2015, isn't it the, I can't remember. It's either some kind of Back to the Future related thing, isn't it, that the Cubs are in the World Series and Back to the Future 2, or is it I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the Cubs are in the World Series and Back to the Future 2.
Yeah, exactly. Which is kind of crazy. And seems weirdly possible. I want them to go to the World Series. I'm going to be really bummed if they go to the World Series and I'm on tour.
Well, yeah, of course, especially like with that, and being kind of ironic, with the Back to the Future, but they have a tough series coming up against St. Louis. So
it's going to be crazy. I mean, I'm like, I've been a Cubs fan my whole life. I'm a legitimate, and I'm like fourth generation Cubs fan. My family's actually from the north side of Chicago. So I go way back, and so I've gone through all the highs and lows. So I'm just like, it would be amazing. But it would be really crazy if the first Cubs World Series of mine and my parents' lifetime I was like playing shows during it. That would suck.
Well, I'm sure you'd still find ways to watch parts of the games.
Well, the crazy thing is if the World Series, let's say the World Series goes to a Game 7, and it would be in an American League ballpark, actually, so it wouldn't. Say the Cubs go to the World Series goes to 7 games, we'll be playing our show in Chicago that night, like 6 blocks from Wrigley Field. So that could be kind of amazing.
That would also like be pretty pretty hectic. Like Chicago would go insane. I can't imagine.
Oh yeah, it would, and especially right there would go particularly insane. But I'm ready. I'm ready for it to go insane.
So let's say that happens. Are you going to do anything special at the at your show in Chicago?
Yeah. Well, we have a special surprise lined up anyway that I can't talk about. Not that if anyone from Chicago happens to be listening. For whatever reason.
Well, we have a lot of people listening online, so maybe.
That would be epic. We would like, I would totally put the game on at the venue, like before we played. That'd be an amazing opening act.
Well, I have my fingers crossed for you. I'm more of a hockey fan than I'm a baseball fan. So,
you're knowledgeable about the Cubs, clearly. So, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I try to follow current events, whatever they are.
Yeah.
You guys doing anything special besides going through the whole set that you will be for the My Morning Jacket dates tonight in Humbers?
I mean, beyond that, it's just like, yeah, we're just gonna be playing a bunch of stuff, but nothing that I know of. But you know, there's always surprises. You never know.
Yeah, you never quite know. Well, anyway, you want to go ahead? Do you want to add anything else, or do you want to go ahead and wrap this up?
No, I'm totally excited. Nothing too much to add other than like super excited to be coming back to Arcata. The last time we came through, I feel like I got more hugs after a show than I've ever gotten in any show. We got lots of hugs, so hopefully there will be some more hugging tonight.
Hugs really are always really amazing.
It seems amazing. Like a hugging kind of town. So yeah, hugs are welcome.
Well, everybody here is definitely very welcoming is the right word, and amazing. The several weeks that I've been here so far, I already have fallen in love with this place. It is.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, and it couldn't be prettier. So.
Do you want to go and wrap this up with a song? Is there any specific song? I know it's hard to pick from all of your stuff, but anything you want to play?
You should play Tony the Tripper, Papa Tripper. Actually, when I sing, there's the line in Tony the Tripper where I say, all under the date palm tree. It's actually, I'm referencing one of the big trees in the town square in Arcata. I actually wrote that line about that tree in the town square of Arcata. So
That is super cool.
yeah. So, I mean, I wrote that song about a whole bunch of different stuff, but that specific line is definitely about the tree in Arcata.
Okay, well, here is Tony the Tripper, the Fruit Bats, and we'll see you at Humbrews tonight at 9:30.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
See you guys soon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Okay, bye.
You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Cutting, Eureka, Arcata.